5 minutes. Good time, good moments in 5 minutes. Hello, and welcome to 5 minutes with Rawit Hanutsaha. Today, we will be discussing an intriguing article by Daniel Massa titled The Appeal of Solitude, Exploring Why Intelligent Individuals Prefer Being Alone. Many highly talented individuals often find solace in spending a significant amount of time in solitude, and it is closely tied to their exceptional abilities. In this thought-provoking article, Massa provides insights into the reasoning behind this phenomenon, prompting us to ponder upon the brilliant minds throughout history, such as Einstein, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and various celebrated philosophers. By delving into their life stories, we notice a common thread, the inclination to embrace solitude and introspection. Now, the question arises, why is this the case? The first point to take into account is that these individuals employ their cognitive faculties more extensively compared to others, actively involving themselves in deeper thought processes. It's important to note that this doesn't imply others don't use their brains effectively. Rather, exceptionally gifted individuals have unique ways of maximizing their mental capabilities that others may not replicate. Bill Gates serves as a prominent illustration of this phenomenon, notably with his renowned ThinkWeek practice. Bill Gates' ThinkWeek at Microsoft produced numerous groundbreaking concepts, allowing him dedicated time for strategic contemplation and brainstorming. This led to numerous breakthroughs for the company during his tenure. He decided to go far into the wilderness and rent a cabin, hoping for a complete getaway. No cell phone signal, no internet, just the simplicity of a cabin. There was only food provided and a single light to illuminate the space. No other modern amenities were present, like a television. It was truly a barren space with nothing at all. Additionally, the burden of carrying a multitude of books and sacks weighed heavily on him. And the thing is, Bill Gates derives more than mere enjoyment from uninterrupted reading sessions. They afford him solitude to delve deeply into his thoughts and completely engage with diverse narratives. He even entertains the idea that ideas might stem from recurring color themes in books he read several years earlier, possibly 4 or 5 years prior. This insight dates back approximately a decade and occurred during one of Bill Gates' days at his cabin. As a ritual, he indulges in the luxury of spending 1 to 2 weeks alone in this secluded retreat annually. This is a rather strange method. I believe that most people don't have the opportunity to do this, or don't even do it. You might be lonely. You can't stand being lonely. But Bill Gates did it, and many people who are thinkers do similar things like this. The second point, these individuals will worry over matters that others do not consider. Take this example, for instance. Nikola Tesla envisioned a brighter future for humanity, a sentiment shared by many. While most people tend to focus on their immediate surroundings, exceptional individuals like Tesla aspire to profoundly alter the course of the world. However, such visionaries are rare. Therefore, who is he going to communicate with? It truly is a daunting task to come across companions who share our ideology. Eventually, we find ourselves compelled to walk the path alone. It is a solitary journey, akin to traversing an unexplored terrain. Furthermore, Nikola Tesla once said, "Embrace solitude. This is the key to unlocking invention. It is during moments of profound seclusion that ideas are conceived." This journey, while characterized by lonesomeness, propels us towards our desired destination. Point number 3. These individuals exhibit a unique set of priorities that diverge significantly from those held by the majority. They possess distinct values in contrast to the general populace. Most ordinary people long for happiness, entertainment, and similar pleasures. However, the truly exceptional thinker of the world conducts their thoughts solely toward the process of creation and innovation. And also, they have various important things in their lives, different from each other. Unlike the rest of us, people have their own set of significant priorities. This extremely talented individual will lead a distinct and unique lifestyle. When Steve Jobs purchased a house in Silicon Valley, he did so to reside there. However, he made a peculiar choice by keeping the furnishing minimalistic. Despite having the means to do so, Steve Jobs decided to furnish his house with only a handful of items, such as chairs, a desk, a mattress, and a reading light. To his guest's surprise, the rest of the house remained unfurnished, lacking even a sofa. The question that arises is, why did he choose this unconventional approach? Because his primary focus is on building Apple and establishing it as the top technological company in the world, we adopt a reclusive lifestyle. We forsake any endeavors that do not pique our interest, including various indulgences. Consequently, we may come across as peculiar to those in our surroundings. However, this journey requires solo navigation. Yet, it doesn't imply that we must always traverse in solitude. There will be moments of solitude, yet occasional companionship is allowed. And if it happens that we feel like we have to be alone, and if we create a portfolio, it might be a sign that we have. There is a saying about people who are smarter or have a better mind than others. They said that if you have a brain that is a Ferrari, it doesn't make sense to do what everyone is doing with their normal cars. To unlock the true potential of a Ferrari brain, one must utilize its complete capabilities to the utmost extent. Just like how a Ferrari car should not be driven like an ordinary vehicle, the same principle applies to our mental capacities. Embracing solitude does not necessarily have negative connotations. We appreciate your support, and thank you for being part of the 5 Minutes community.
5 Minutes. Good time. Good moments in 5 Minutes.